Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Only when it comes up bad against with the Bears, I root for you to do well, for you to have success. I told you I tweeted, I was slick happy for you that you got Antonio Brown.
Why you got me slick happy? Why can't you just be real happy?
Well, because I think your franchise is a joke, and I want to be right on that, that the hiring of Gruden, you know, Mayock may or may not help you, but that I think it's all headed in a massively bad direction.
Well, that means a lot to me, man. Thank you.
And I want to be right.
That truly means a lot.
Certainly not rooting against your happiness.
Yeah, but anyway, there you go. Trent Brown is overrated. And
yeah, I thought I'd bring that to your attention.
It probably will be proven to be
true. I didn't think you'd bring it up anywhere.
It'll probably be proven to be trying a lot, so I am not very optimistic about that one, but we need help. We need a lot of help on the offensive line. All right, when we come back, lots to get to in the rundown. A female won the McDonald's All-American Game Dunk Contest. Very controversially, we may add. James Wiseman
was in that.
Precious Achiuwa was in that. Scotty Lewis. Oh, my God. Did you see what Scotty Lewis did?
He's got some hops.
Ridiculous. We will talk about that. MMA legend has hung
boy.
It up. And lots more.
For the time being.
To get to in the rundown. So we'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So people out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your house for cash, the offer's not going to be a good one. That's not the case with the investor that Live Love Memphis is working with. So you might be thinking about selling your home and listing your home, and you may want $180,000 for it. Well, chances are your offer from their investor would likely be in the $175,000 range, all without the hassle of having to get ready to go on the market, the expense of needed repairs, appraisal, closing costs, assistance, and more.
So you'd actually be making more from your home with the investor offer. So if you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market in Shelby County and in DeSoto County, they would love to hear from you. And why would you not want to know the information? Simply send your address and an email to, here's the address, investor@livelovememphis.com. Again, investor@livelovememphis.com. That team at Live Love, they're going to do a free analysis. There's absolutely no obligation to sell, nor will you ever be hassled to sell. Don't have to worry about that. The Live Love Memphis group's simply going to tell you what the investor will pay. And it's up to you to decide from there. Like we say, knowledge is power. See how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com.
All right, every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
All right, so one of the biggest, one of the biggest stories in everybody get it together here. Good God Almighty, please. We're gonna have Jalen Richard in studio at 12:25. I'm personally looking forward to that. I hope you guys can keep yourselves composed for the interview. But in the meantime, one of the biggest stories in all of sports happened yesterday when Eminem, out of nowhere, Slim Shady, Grammy Award winner Eminem, tweeted the following: "Dear the AAF, please entertain this thought regarding the AAF Iron AAF Express game." Now, here's the problem. When you play this song, I burst out into...
Dude, you about to fire this man up, isn't
it? Yeah, like,
He's not going to be able to do this calmly. Go ahead, John. Try to contain yourself.
It's just a natural reaction. Allowing the players to actually fight would be key to league success like hockey. I would watch every game, even though there is no Detroit team yet hit. Don't blow it. Sincerely, Marshall. So basically, Eminem says, if you guys fight every game, I watch. And that would be key to the league's success, like hockey.
Manziel responded too, right?
Did Johnny Manziel respond? I didn't see Johnny Manziel respond.
Yeah, he said,
go check it out.
Goat or something. What did he
pretty
say?
Much like, I got you,
goat. Yeah, he said, I got you, goat.
Well, first of all, no, he doesn't, because he's not going to be on the field. I mean, he's going to be fighting on the sidelines. I don't think Johnny Manziel is going to be able to carry this one out.
Oh, you're going to play him some more, aren't you, Mike Singletary?
Does it sound like it to you?
You've got to.
I don't think so. I don't think he's got to at all. I think he's going to play the quarterback he feels comfortable with, who is Brandon Silvers for some reason. Yeah, I mean, the XFL kind of did this, you know, 20 years ago or so, 18, 17 years ago. Every time they, before the game started, the coin flip was basically you and another guy line up side by side and try to beat somebody to the coin or whatever. No, I think it was the football. You had to beat them to the football. And you could do whatever you wanted to do on the way there by any means necessary. And obviously the XFL did not last. They're coming back, but it did not last. But yeah, I would be in favor. I'd be in favor of every game. You know, both teams just try to, you know, kill each other on the field. And whoever, you know, whoever is standing at the end, whoever's the last team standing, they win the game. Why not?
So you would have let Johnny turn up on dude?
Yeah. That was the most interesting part of the game. When he said, I'll turn up on your bitch ass. I mean, that's the best part of the game to me. Any other moments? I'm going to be honest. I fell asleep during the comeback. I did. Now, maybe that was the promethazine because I've had a cough lately, and maybe that kicked in. But I actually think it was a combination of both. I think it was just the AAF and the cough medicine that I fell asleep on my back. I very rarely do that because I was clearly watching, and I just, you know, sometimes you just drift.
Yep.
That's what happened. Even though it was an exciting comeback victory, right? They were coming back. They were fighting back. I would not have gone to sleep had Johnny Manziel turned up on that defender's BA.
I don't know where I'm at on
just
this.
Just say yes. Just say
I said that to have a real league and that we'd care about you, you would have to have credible football. And it doesn't seem to me like credible football would allow for, you know, in-game fightings. However, all of that said, I'm a man that can, you know, look at things again, reanalyze things, and I can realize that this thing appears to be going nowhere. And I'm not just talking about the Express. I'm talking about the league. And if that is something like in hockey where, you know, it's sort of controlled madness there for a little while before the refs jump in, man, whatever. Again, you're talking about a franchise that, you know, in a league that goes and gets Johnny Manziel and then doesn't play him. You know, I don't get it. I've been trying to understand it, but I can't. John, what I want to know is what happens to you? What kind of power do you feel when you're watching a team like Wofford and playing lose yourself at the same time? Like, what would happen in that situation where it's just in pumping through your veins like that? Can you imagine the two of them together and how powerful that would make you feel?
Yes, I think I would.
Lose yourself and watching Wofford
I think
at the
I would,
same time.
I would close my eyes. And I would open them again, and I would have bleach blonde hair, okay?
Yep.
I would have on a wife beater, a tank top. So I think that's the more politically correct term for it these days.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a toboggan on my head, and I would be.
I can see you getting wasted.
And I would be ready to basically battle rap against anybody that stepped in my way.
Okay.
And I'm telling you. There's a video out there, and I don't think you can find it, but there is a video. This is a story I've not told. It's a story I've not told ever in the history of radio. There's a video out there. Maybe you can find it. Maybe you can't. Of me battle rapping for 15 minutes. Maybe 6 years ago, against a former radio host that used to live in Memphis.
Wait a minute. I'm having deja vu. You have told us about this, but no one's.
Have I told you?
We haven't been. No one's sent us the. Like, this should be findable.
It's not. It's not. It's unlisted. It's unlisted. And honestly, even if you found it, you can't play it on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Someone send me the video.
This is when you were at your peak.
I can edit very quickly.
No, I think I probably use some
whoever knows or knows how to find the video, send it immediately.
Probably out here.
Yeah. I probably use some terms that I'm not happy or proud of. But I am, and it was all freestyle, you know? So I'm very capable in that arena.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody wants to, you know, meet somewhere, we can.
Why don't you just do it on the show?
Because I don't want to do it on the show. I think we have other topics to get to. I got to be in the right frame of mind, bro. This ain't that, bro. I got Jalen Rashard coming in. I'm trying to be cool, man. I'm not trying to battle rap against anybody right now.
He is out in the lobby. You probably don't want him to hear that mess.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what Eminem says about the AAF. We'll see if they meet his demands and let everybody fight all the time. That's it.
Next story.
Did you see what happened to Yusuf Nurkic last night? The Portland Trail Blazers big man.
Man.
No jokes with this one because it was nasty. It was in the second overtime of their 148-144 win over the Brooklyn Nets last night. It was a great win against a Brooklyn Nets team that's playing well. And Portland, again, is trying to move up the standings as far as they can. They're really in the mix. I think right now, the last I looked, they were fourth, battling for that third-place spot. But if you saw this, there was no way you could watch it without wincing. And if you're squeamish, you probably could not watch it. But he comes down and on his left leg and sustains compound fractures to his left tibia and fibula. It is nasty to watch. Mm. Get Up wouldn't even show it this morning. The show I love to watch over on ESPN, they made a decision to not show the injury. It was so bad. But you can obviously see it on social media, and for those of us that must see things like this. The interesting thing, and I haven't seen anybody bring this up, if you are, you know, strong enough to, like, watch it all the way through, you can see how much like we've seen in these instances where it's really nasty and gruesome, you can see the bench reacting, and you can see, you know, some people in the crowd reacting because they can sense it right from the beginning how nasty this is. Some of them were watching. But the referee underneath the basket does not. He didn't see it. He's probably watching all the other action. And in the process of going, after Nurkic is on the floor, you'll notice this. It's just add insult to injury. The referee steps over his left leg. In the process of doing that, his foot stubs Nurkic's left foot, the left foot that's connected to these compound that leg. And Nurkic, like the referee literally hits the leg, doesn't even know he's doing it, stepping over the guy. Be a little bit more careful. This is awful for them. It's awful news because the stat from ESPN is with Nurkic. I don't know if many of you realize this. I know I certainly did not realize this. Knew he's a good center for them, but didn't realize the impact in this sense. When he's in the lineup, they're basically a 51-win team. The last three seasons, they got a winning percentage of .626 when he's in the lineup. Without him, they go down to .439. They made, in other words, a 36-win team. So from a 51-win team with Nurkic to 36 wins without him, he's a big difference maker. They were able to win without him last night. But in terms of deep playoff runs, like we know as a three seed last year, they got bounced. They got bounced in the first round. Again, you know, without Nurkic, you've got to feel like their chances now of advancing. And they are. They're fourth in the West right now, a half game behind third-place Houston. You've got to feel like their chances of advancing deep in the playoffs took a huge, huge hit last night with the unfortunate news and this unfortunate development with the use of Nurkic. It was nasty. You hope he heals well. Everybody's just talking about, you know, already saying, well, look at, you know, Paul George and what he went through in that instance, and look at how he's bounced back. We certainly hope Yusuf Nurkic will. But that was a nasty scene, and it was not helped by that referee who didn't see anything and stubbed his toe on the guy's leg right after.
Yeah, man.
Take it easy there, man.
Yeah, that was brutal. There's no doubt. I mean, we've seen a lot of those, you know, compound leg fractures. You know, you think about Kevin Ware, right, back
Ware
in the day.
Ware from Louisville.
Right. There have been others. I mean, Paul George, when he ran into the stanchion, you know, I'm pretty sure that was a compound.
Who's my Nets fracture. Guy? The one you like from
– Oh, Caris LeVert.
LeVert.
Yep.
LeVert.
Yep. So we've seen, unfortunately, way too many of those. In the last few years, and so, yeah, you just
yeah
hope,
he's a big body. You hope it can
no doubt.
You know,
you hope for a full recovery from him because that is a tough one to certainly see, and to recover from. So I hope he can do that.
Next story.
All right. So last night, the McDonald's All-American game. Those are going on right now. Practices and everything like that leading up to the game this week. Precious Achiuwa is in it. Trenton Watford's in it. James Wiseman is in it in terms of the Tiger targets or you know, players of interest in this event. And for the first time since Candace Parker did it back in the day, a young woman won the dunk contest. This is very controversial because...
Is it? The kids looked happy.
Well, Scottie Lewis had some absolutely ridiculous dunks.
He did. I mean, I see where you're going with this.
I mean, I'm all for it. I get it. I really do. I really understand. It's a high school dunk contest, right?
Right.
It's not like there's money on the line. It's not like, you know, it's not really meant to be taken seriously. But at the same time, Scottie Lewis was doing 360s. He jumped over three people. He jumped over three people.
Are you about to say you hate girls and women's basketball? Just go ahead and let it
No, out. I'm not going to say
just
that.
Just do it.
I'm not going to say
it's
that.
It's a man's world. Just say it.
No.
That's what you sound like, James Brown, right now.
No, I'm not saying that.
No place for her to win that thing, huh?
I don't think she was the best dunker in the dunk contest.
It's a fair way to feel.
I'm
messing with you a little
but
bit.
But it is a high school dunk contest, and so from that perspective, I guess it really doesn't matter that much. And, you know, she did dunk, which, you know, you don't see a lot. I mean, you see it more and more now. You see more and more, you know, young women dunking. It's happening more than it used to, I guess. But, Scottie Lewis was ridiculous. If you haven't seen the dunks, you should Google him. I mean, he's doing 360s. He's jumping over three people. He should have won the damn dunk contest. But he didn't. They gave it to her name is Fran Bolivie. That's her name.
She's headed to Stanford.
She's headed to Stanford.
Smart girl.
So
can dunk at any time. She's called alley-oops in games.
She can dunk. There's no question about it. And it, like you said, everybody seemed happy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the kids. But nobody acted like Scotty got, you know what I mean? And
James Wiseman
was cool with
James
it.
Wiseman had one from the free throw line. I'm just telling you. I know there is a sentiment emerging, and we're going to get to Jalen Richard in just a minute, but there is a sentiment emerging about next season being disappointing with James Wiseman, right? The season of next year, you're starting to hear it a little bit more and more. I don't think it's going to be disappointing at all. I don't think it's going to be disappointing at all. I think number one, because what are the expectations going to be? Let's start there. What are the expectations for next season? Tournament? Is that where or is it Sweet 16? I mean, what are the expectations?
No, tournament. You're not going to put Sweet 16 on Penny in his second year.
Exactly.
Even with that class.
Exactly. So, yeah,
tournament
I agree. I would go so far as to say it would be a failure if they don't make the NCAA tournament with that class. I mean, once he gets a tournament, we'll see. All bets are off. But they're not done with the class yet. They're still going to pursue several guys, maybe even in the grad transfer ranks. So still a lot left to play out, but it's nice to watch James Wiseman and get a glimpse of the future there last night. All right, when we come back, Jalen Richard is going to be in studio. We will talk to him about what it means and how it feels to be a Raider.
Part of excellence.
Yeah, commitment to excellence.
Yeah.
He's up next. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
How I touch green, no love scene, so graphic, I got a cut scene. Yeah, I'll go through it if I can't walk around it.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he's an Oakland Raider. John Gruden called him the MVP of the team last year. His name is Jalen Richard. He's in studio right now. Jalen, what's going on, man?
What's good, man?
Man, it is good to see a friendly face in here.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't get enough Raiders in here. Do we all agree? Do we all agree we don't get enough Oakland Raiders in the building? I think their silence says it all.
He catches hell when you're not in here, Jalen, for the Raiders right now. So it's a good thing you're in here, brother, to even it out.
Yeah. So okay, you're in town. It's a small town, so everybody kind of knows everybody. I get an email from. It turns out your father-in-law.
Yeah.
What's your connection to the Memphis area, man?
So my wife moved down from Gary, Indiana, down this way when she was in high school. So really just came back to OB to be around family. I had a daughter in October, so came down this way just to, you know, give her a little peace of mind, have help with the baby and stuff like that. Because, you know, we way in California, ain't got no family out there.
No doubt.
So she wanted to come back home, be closer to family. So, you know, I'm down here in OB moving around.
So you got an off-season house in Olive Branch?
Yeah. Got an off-season
Congrats
house.
Congrats on the daughter, too, bro.
Oh, no, appreciate that. Yeah, Jet Carson Richard.
Jet.
So she got to be fast. Right?
Yeah, she
don't have to be.
No choice. She gets it from you. There ain't no doubt about it. Yeah. She will be fast.
Mm-hmm.
How was the season, man? I mean, I know it was difficult on the field, but you certainly look at some of the moves that the Raiders have made. I mean, how can you not be excited? Even if you're not a Raider fan, like this guy, I don't know how you can't be excited.
Nah, you know, every year with anything you're doing, you got to do self-evaluation. So, you know, personally, I always look at room for improvement. Think every year I'm trying to get better. Every year I'm trying to get better, and I've done that since I've been in the league. And as a team standpoint, we didn't do the things that we wanted to do this year, that we set out to do, that we put in the work to do. But I'm excited that, you know, again, after the season, Gruden looked, he self-evaluated himself and the whole team, and made some exciting changes, man. And I'm really excited to get back to work.
Were you following the Antonio Brown stuff? Like, I mean, because you knew the Raiders were mentioned for, you know.
Yeah, I was looking into it. I remember watching ESPN, and they were talking about it. And I think Derek's brother David was up there, and he was like, nah, we'll take him. You know what I'm saying? Come on over. We'll take him. you know, personality and all, because, you know, everybody's talking about he got a strong personality. So, but, man, I'm excited we got him.
I mean,
baller, Hall of Famer one day.
Exactly, and you get
gold
him
jacket,
and he's in his prime right now.
In his prime,
he's coming on. I mean, he's the only receiver in NFL history to have six straight years of 100 receptions or more. I mean, that
numbers don't lie.
Yeah, that speaks for itself. I mean, and when you bring a guy in like that, and also add Tyrell Williams right as a receiver, that transforms everything.
And JJ
overnight.
JJ Nelson,
no doubt,
with some more speed.
Another speedster.
I played against him in college. He was at UAB? UAB.
Yeah.
So played against him. I saw him take a kick return to the house.
Yeah, you guys have shorted up, you know, overnight, which I think is exciting.
You wear 30 for a very specific reason. I think it started with Terrell Davis, but there's another reason why you wear the number 30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I wear number 30. When I was getting ready to go to high school, my brother-in-law, I said not brother-in-law, my godbrother, played running back at Mesquite Poteet in Texas. And he was really getting looks from everywhere, talking to everybody. And then he went in for like a checkup or a physical, and then came back, and it was like they said he needed like a liver transplant. Like he had the liver of like a 45, 50-year-old alcoholic or something like that, something crazy. So he had to stop playing football. And then, you know, the Most High is so gracious. So in about a year, he was on medication, and then he went back, and it was like totally gone.
Wow.
Like totally gone. So by then everything had passed. He had ended up like playing like maybe 2 years at like a D3 out there in Texas. And you know, he's married now, got three beautiful girls.
Wow. That a blessing.
And chilling. But you know, that's why we're number 30 for him.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine you carry a little bit of him and all his heart.
No, and he played
running
back too.
No
so,
doubt.
So you know, we got kind of like that connection. I remember being at my godfather's house, and we playing like tackle football with like socks. Running on our knees and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because couldn't run through the house.
How about that? We got Oakland Raiders running back Jalen Richard here in studio. What's the best part of being an NFL player?
Whew, best part of being an NFL player. That's a tough one. It's so many cool things. It's kind of like, I would say the best part of it is you doing your dream. You know what I'm saying? You're doing what you wanted to do. You're doing what you put in all the hard work for. I mean, I've been playing football since I was 5. I probably was like 8 or 10 when I told my dad I wanted to play in the NFL. And through everything, through my whole life, I had different things, different obstacles that I had to go over that at times I was like, yeah, this ain't for me. This ain't going to work out. And then to, you know, be waking up every day and being an NFL player, it's something crazy, man. It kind of give you chills every now and then. So, I would say the best thing is really being able for me is to be able to help my folks out. You know, I just been able to be a blessing to a lot of people. Be a blessing mostly, you know, to my family, in tight situations, you know, and I think a lot of guys are able to do that. And I think a lot of guys would say that would be the best thing for them is to be able to, you know their family is good.
We had D'Angelo Williams, who played college ball here at Memphis and was a running back in the league.
I watched him all the time.
At Memphis?
Cold.
Yeah, because you played at Southern Miss.
Yeah,
and
cold.
So you watch a lot of Conference USA, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Watched a lot of him before I was coming in, man. He was ripping it. What is he ranked like top 3 or 4 in like
all-purpose,
all-purpose yards in like NCAA history, right?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he
and
was,
I watched him at Carolina.
He was good for seasons. Until the end. I mean, because even
him
in Pittsburgh.
Jonathan Stewart were
nice little 1-2.
No doubt. And then basically he was the guy every time Levy, it was a guarantee that Levy I was going to get suspended every year. So
when he was with the Steelers, and he was still toasting people.
No doubt. So like that was incredible. But, you know, he told us when we had him on, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago, that the biggest lesson he had to learn coming into the NFL was the word no. You know, because you mentioned taking care of people. But I imagine that when you go from playing Southern Miss to the NFL, right, and I can turn my TV on, I can watch Jalen on TV now, that all of a sudden you have people that you haven't heard from for years. They're like, oh, man, you know, how you doing? You know, can I get this, that, the other? I mean, is that something that you had to learn?
Yeah, it's certain people that I feel cool with saying no to, and there's certain people that I don't feel like.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? You have those people that you're like, man, why would you ask that? Like, you know it's hard for me to tell you no.
No doubt.
So I have other people that can be the bad guy.
That's smart,
he's
man.
I got other people that can be the bad guy, so I'd be like, here's George's number. Oh, that's my my financial advisor.
That's the way to do it.
The diversion. I love it.
And George, and if you hit George up and George tell you no, well, look, George told you no, not me.
Man, you sound like you've done that a time or two, bro.
You got to, right?
You have to, man. You know, it's a misconception that everybody in the league is making those big dollars like that. And to be honest with you, the route that I came, you know, I've been solid, I've been straight, but I haven't made nearly as much money as people probably thought I have. You know, undrafted, been on the minimum every year. Then I'm in California. I got to spend so much just to live out there. So, you know, like he said, you just got to know when to say no, you know, especially now that I got a daughter. I mean, I'm thinking like every time I spend money, I'm like, man, y'all taking money out of my daughter mouth. You know what I mean? So I really can't do that now. So sometimes I actually upped being the bad guy now. Now I'm like, look, you ain't even got to ask George. I'm telling you no.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, so and, you know, obviously I'd be like, man, look, I got mine I got to take care of. So it's not as bad as people think of people asking for money, but, you know. It is at the same time. You know, you get those.
I got to ask you this. When people, it's so hard to make the NFL as it is. And you got all these guys that play high school, then go on to college if they have that opportunity. And you all, everybody wants to go. So you tell me, what was different about a 5'8", 205-pound guy, I'm sure that a lot of people can relate to, maybe not to your speed.
Yeah.
But what about your makeup? When folks, I'm sure, told you, no, Jalen, That's probably not going to happen. Need to have a backup plan. What's in your makeup that made you different, that made you the guy that could break through?
In my make, I would say really, as far as like football standpoint, just a skill set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I realized, and my RB coach in college told me this. He was like, everybody doesn't have your skill set. And I never realized what he was saying.
He's telling you.
What he was saying until I got into the league, that like every running back can't run routes. Every running back can't line up in the slot.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I can do those things. Yep. I can, you know what I'm saying? I really consider myself, like, if you told me you wanted me to go play slot, I'll go drop about 10 pounds, and I feel like I could play slot.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, I can play running back. I can run through tackles. I got vision. I can do those things. So it would have to be my skill set that set me apart. And it grew on me. My coach, old coach Todd Monken, had said, and he kind of gave me confidence. He's now with the OC for the Cleveland Browns now, but he was my head coach at Southern Miss. And when I was leaving out, I remember hearing or seeing one of his interviews, and he was like, I think a lot of Jalen's best football is ahead of him. And then when he said that kind of gave me some confidence, and it hasn't proven to be wrong. Like, I really feel like every year that I've gotten better, I've gotten the game has slowed down for me.
Yep.
I know exactly what I'm doing. And again, you know, Gruden is using me in my strengths, man, and I'm enjoying it on the more mental side, you know, you talking to a guy that, man, I didn't play my whole senior year high school football, tore my ACL, you know what I mean? So I've been, you know, adversity. I didn't have surgeries all through college. I got kicked. Coach Munkin put me off the team in college.
Wow.
And I had to get back on. You know, a lot of people don't know that. You know, I was grades were slipping. I had chose to pledge Omega Psi Phi, so I'm a Q dog, and my grades were slipping at the time. And he was like, "Oh, obviously, this is more important to you than football." Mm. So he put me off the team for the whole spring, man.
Was it the truth? Had it become bigger than for you, more important?
I still go back and forth with that.
them your brothers.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like
that's a tough spot.
Yeah, it wasn't that. I was putting that before, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you pledging, man, I was just tired. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
And to be honest with you, when the grades came out, you know how midterm is. Midterm isn't really, it's really the first test of the whole semester, and then they turn in grades, and it's like, yeah, I failed my first test. But I ended up coming out that class with a B, you know, proving myself fit to get back on the team and be eligible for the next year. And I took that next senior year with a vengeance, man, and, you know, made it into the league, man. So I got a story, man. Maybe one day I might write a book or something.
You should.
Yeah. No, I buy it.
And doing it the way you did it, and perseverance and sticking to it,
yeah,
man.
I had a flight in and a flight out to Oakland, man.
Yeah.
Stayed.
Yeah.
In that 3 years. It's crazy.
Yeah, because you were undrafted.
That's a blessing.
Man. Undrafted, 3-day trial. I didn't sign. Signed for $0.
Man, last year you got me picking you up for the PPR league because you're catching passes out the frame. You're helping my team get to the playoffs.
Nah, yeah, everybody.
Now people come to you and say, "Man, I had you in fantasy. I bet that's changed."
Yeah, a lot of people hit me.
You helping folks
a lot of
now.
People hit me up at the end of the year, like, "Man, you won me the championship
for real."
Yeah, you had 68 receptions. I mean, you talked about, you know, being able to run those routes.
Yeah,
I mean, they relied on you a lot at the end.
Yeah, you know, different situations. You know, sometimes, you know, I think I remember like. What was it? Late in the game in like Cleveland, you know, just a little like DC, get out, Jalen, I need you on this one. You know what I'm saying? Get out, just over the ball. And you know, they just let me be me, you know, make a couple people miss, try to make a play, get a first down. You know, we have other design things too, but, you know, I'm just enjoying, you know, like I said, my skill set. I'm having fun out there, man. We got a great team, got a great camaraderie amongst each other, man. And, you know, obviously I believe in everything Coach Gruden is doing, and I believe in my teammates, so, and they believe in me, so we're gonna be all right.
No, you're going to be all right, that's for damn sure. But I want to go back to that tryout, though, because you mentioned you flight in, flight out. When you go out there, like, what are you thinking, or are you just like, I got to go out here, I got to be me,
I mean, this
is my shot?
I had let go. I was really butthurt about the whole draft situation. I thought I would maybe get picked up or even just, you know, sign as a priority guy afterwards. But I didn't have none of that. It was literally only two teams. It was the Raiders and Tampa Bay at the time. Coach Munkin was down at Tampa Bay. Mm. So he was trying to get me to come down there. And to be honest with you, if the Raiders didn't keep me, I had the next following weekend, I had Tampa Bay's minicamp to go to, Ricky minicamp. But, you know, I ended up staying in Oakland, but at the draft, man, I was really butthurt. I was like, man, like, I'm, you know, I believed in myself a lot.
Right.
And, you know, my father-in-law and my dad told me, like, look, man, people don't even get this opportunity mm-hmm. to even go and even put that helmet on.
Right.
For 3 days. So, you know what I'm saying?
Focus
you
just, on that.
Just, yeah. you know, be happy that you got that. And, you know, they were celebrating, you know, when it first happened. And I told them, like, yeah, we going to Oakland for the mini camp. The shit, they was excited. And I'm sitting there like, butthurt, like, man.
I should have been drafted.
Yeah, like, or been a priority guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, they just giving me like a trial, like a 3-day, like.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So they talked me down. It was like, man, look, you know, everybody don't get this opportunity. So that's when I, you know, I just took it as it is. And I'm like, man, I'm just going to go out there and play football and just have fun. And I know what I can do. You know, and they'll see it. And I just believed in that and believed in the process, man. I got out there and had a great mini camp. And, you know, at the time, Coach Del Rio.
Yep.
And, you know, those guys, man, they kept me a must champ, you know. And they kept me, man. And I played a lot as a rookie. And, you know, I just been, like I said, just been trying to progress, man, and get better every year.
How do you find out they're keeping you? Like, is it a phone call? Is it they
man,
pull
that's,
you to
everybody
the side?
Tells me that. Man, I wish somebody would have came and told me, man. Because, look, let me tell y'all this. So, look, I'm up at the facility, and I bump into DC. DC like, man, you know, congrats, you made it. And I'm like, man, DC, get out my face. Ain't nobody told me nothing yet.
He told you.
Yeah. DC kind of like, congrats, man, you definitely going to make it. I'm like, man, nah. It was like probably about an hour and a half before the time, you know, because it's a certain time.
The
53 man cut. It's like 2 o'clock or something. So I'm just like chilling in the facility, and then you know, I go sit in the media room, just kind of like chilling. I'm looking at the clock, and nobody told me anything. So I just showed up to work the next day.
You just came?
Yeah, I just showed up to work the next day. That's what they say to do, I guess. Like, if nobody hits you up, you
no
just
news
show
is
up.
Good
come
news.
On, no news
is good news. So you just show up the next day. So that's
so there wasn't like this like dramatic moment where Del Rio calls you and he's like, you know, Jalen, we want to welcome you officially to the Oakland Raiders.
Nah,
like that never happened.
Never happened. Only one ever did that was like DC. DC's like, bro, you made it. Shook my hand, and I guess he went home because you know he was gonna make the team.
So like, when could you even celebrate with it? Like, kind of not, you know, you're back working, but could
yeah,
you,
I'm back working. Just, I couldn't really even really just celebrate.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, my celebration was crying.
No, I feel you.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I called wifey.
Yes.
I called my parents, you know what I'm saying, let them know, like, I made it. My wife thought I didn't make it because, you know, I called her on the phone, and I'm boo-hooing, and she like, man, what's wrong? You didn't make it. I'm like, no, I did.
How about that?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable, man. Well, it's been fun to watch. I got to tell you a couple more things, man, because we've really enjoyed having you in. Every day, you know, you mentioned Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a believer in Derek Carr. I know that there are some thought that maybe the Raiders draft a quarterback. I'm a huge believer. I think the fact that the guy threw for 4,000 yards last year,
yep,
given the offensive line turnover, the receiver stuff,
mm-hmm,
I mean, I think the guy's an absolute stud. No, don't cower now. I want you to play I want you to play some of the clips that you play for me every time we talk about Derek Carr. This is what they do to me every day.
He can throw the rock, that's for sure. Who is this guy? It's so crazy.
Every time we talk about Derek Carr, this is what they put me through.
Yeah.
I mean, you work with him every day.
Yeah, every day. He can put he can put it anywhere around you. These wherever
guys,
he wants to.
Can you convince these guys that he's a franchise quarterback? Because
wherever you want him to put it,
they don't
wherever
listen
he needs to put it, he can put it there.
I just need to know this. Did he or did he not cry on a football field?
I don't know if it was a cry. I think it was more like a pout.
A pout. Pouts happen.
I don't. Yeah.
Every quarterback pouts.
Every quarterback pouts.
Every quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers pouts. Every quarterback pass.
What we know is he's a man that you would vouch for and go to war
nah,
with.
Nah, for sure.
I mean,
man.
You talk about a league. You talk about just a division with great quarterbacks. Like y'all
no
got
doubt.
Him. You talk about where you guys are in this. I mean, you've got to come up because that division's so good.
Nah, yeah, the AFC West is just a monster, man.
No doubt.
And it's developed into one of the better divisions in the league. When you talk about you got KC and you talking about what Andy Reid over there is doing.
Yes.
And then you talk about San Diego, how they came up this year. I don't think nobody thought they were going to win 10 games.
They got a D.
You know what I'm saying?
And
then they still got Ingram. You know what I'm saying? They had some young Bulls do some things. They got that boy Derwin James over there, you know, coming in. So
and then Denver can still pop you.
And Denver can catch you slipping.
Yeah.
And Denver can catch you slipping. So, and then obviously us, you know what I'm saying? The past 2 years, not been the same, but, you know, like I said, my rookie year, we came in swinging. So, it's a real fun division to play in, a lot of competition, and I just look forward to it, man.
Yeah, it's a great division. We are, of course, talking to Raiders running back Jalen Richard here on the Jason and John Show. Do you think about Vegas? Like, obviously, you have 1 year left. I think that officially got announced yesterday that you guys are going to spend the last year in Oakland. Do you think about Vegas? Are you excited, or is that just one of those things that you can't necessarily plan for? How do you look at it?
That I need to go get everything out of my system before I go. Nah.
Yeah, you should.
Nah, yeah. But, I mean, like I tell people all the time, I would hate, you know, I grew up a Cowboy. So I would hate if the Dallas Cowboys wouldn't be the same if they were Austin Cowboys. You know what I'm saying?
For
so
sure.
I get where the fans come from and everything. You know, obviously, Mark had to do what he had to do. The organization had to do what they had to do to get us the things that they wanted. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, to be honest with you, we at the bottom of the totem pole as far as facilities go.
Yep.
Field-wise, we do not like playing on that dirt. And it's not even really dirt. I didn't even realize until I got there. It's kind of like gravel, you know what I mean? It got little rocks in it and stuff. Like, it's really bad for the players, you know.
In 2019, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, to be playing on a baseball field. So, I mean, we have it one more year, and I love the Coliseum. I love jumping in the black hole. But, you know, the organization is making that new turn, and we're going to be in a new spot. And, you know, a lot of guys ain't really too pressed on it because, you know, living in Nevada is like living in Texas. So we get to hold on to a lot more of our money.
Exactly.
Cost of living is cheaper because the Bay Area is outrageous.
Yes.
I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, coming from Louisiana, I was like, what? I could go get a plantation back home or something. Like,
so
I could,
So how'd you come up a Cowboy and not a Saint coming out of Baton Rouge?
Well, you know, I was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I grew up in Alexandria, Louisiana. My dad's a diehard Cowboy
fan.
Got
you.
So that's where I kind of got it from. We would go to the training camps. I have a signed Troy Aikman football card. I have Joey Galloway. I got a card signed by Joey.
Yeah.
So we just grew up those Cowboys fans watching Emmitt Smith and you know, Tony Dorsett and all those guys.
Folks still losing.
What is it like? Because you hear about, you know, I haven't been to a Raiders home game. I've went to the three straight years y'all played in Nashville.
Yeah.
Haven't gotten out to Oakland yet. I'll definitely will be there in Vegas. But you hear all the time about the fans there and how passionate and how maybe crazy they are.
Yeah.
What's been your experience with Raider fans there in Oakland?
My experience, bro, it's unbelievable. I've never seen a fan base like this. And anybody will tell you, any other team. I remember, you know, when we played San Diego, and we went down, well, I say San Diego, but the L.A. Chargers, but when they were in San Diego, we went down there. You know, I'm pregame, and I hear the crowd just booing. So I'm thinking the O-line and all our big guys are coming out. But it was the Chargers. And I'm like... How you get booed in your own stadium like that? But then I you know, I kind of refocus and I look around and the whole stadium is silver and black.
Yeah.
Like, and we travel like that everywhere. Like, everywhere is silver and black, man. They're in costumes.
Yes, they are.
I've met people like Raider Priests. They have names and stuff for themselves. Like, it's crazy. Raider Gorilla.
I've seen him.
And they just love the Raiders, bro. They just love them so much. That's why I feel with them when they talk us leaving, because I've never seen no fans like this. I'm talking about all the way into, they ain't taking no crap neither.
No doubt. I mean, people have gotten stabbed at Raiders games, so you have to be careful.
Don't
pick a fight with them.
I mean, they ain't got no bad rep like that. Maybe they were enticed.
Yeah, they probably were. You don't ever have to worry about that at Cowboys games, though.
Yeah, Cowboys, you know, everybody going to be blue-collared up, you know, chilling.
Mm-hmm. Always thinking y'all going to win the Super Bowl. Cowboy fans.
Every year, no doubt.
Every year they think that. But, you know, I got my boy Dak over there, he a Louisiana cat.
Yeah.
You know, Louisiana, we got a lot of raw dudes in the league, man.
No doubt.
I tell people that all the time.
I mean,
we standing strong in the league.
You and it's obvious, honestly, in terms of like teams that are going to come back from the dead. I mean, it's you and the Browns, because the Browns obviously trade for Odell.
You saw what they got. Two Louisiana cats, Odell and Jarvis.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, don't you think that's true? It's the Raiders and the Browns in terms of bounce back. I mean, the Browns were close last year.
No, the Browns were close. But everybody knew that. Like, I mean, we know that in the league. You know, a lot of people just kind of like look and skeptical. But like when we see what they had.
Right, you guys know.
I mean, we knew.
See them.
We knew. I had them last year. I think I was talking to somebody. I told them I had them last year winning at least 5-6 games.
Yeah.
Off of what I see. And this year I see them winning 7+.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because Odell and Jarvis should win you about 3 or 4 by yourself. And then Myles Garrett will win you another 2.
No doubt.
And you know, and then it's the quarterback play. Can get you a couple more, you know what I mean? So I see them doing a lot better this year. And I'm excited just for the league as a whole. It just seems like it's getting more competitive, more spread out.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying? It's not lopsided at all.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you go and look at the games, I mean, a lot of NFL games don't really bust open to the fourth quarter.
Right? Yep.
You know what I mean? It's pretty tight all the way through. And even if you do bust out on somebody in the first half, man, you got to keep playing. Because, like I said, my rookie year, man, we came back on a lot of people. We came back on a lot of people and won at the last minute. So it's a competitive league. It's not like guys are getting blown out every day.
When you see Antonio Brown, there was a report that he was possibly going to get traded to Buffalo. It never happened. Kind of felt like he kind of intervened there and said, I'm not going to Buffalo.
Yeah.
That was so different, it feels like, than what we typically have seen. You see that more in the NBA, right?
Yeah.
NBA players kind of dictate where they go. When you saw that unfold, was it encouraging to see like NFL players having more sort of, you know, authority over their own future?
Nah, definitely. I think he a real one for doing that. He a real one for doing that, because it just gave everyone else some more power.
No doubt.
More confidence to do what they wanted to do, be more in control of their career. You know, obviously football players, you know how everybody talk about us, like the things we going through as far as contracts and the things that we get versus other professional sports.
Yep.
And how we putting in all this different work and we not able to do this and do that and whoop de woo. But you know, it is what it is, and it's gonna take steps to get to where we need to be. Mm-hmm. And you know, he did one of those steps for us.
Yeah.
By voicing his opinion, not doing what he wanted to do, regardless exactly. of what everybody thought was right or wrong. What he did, what he wanted to do, and that's what it comes down to. It's his career, it's his life. He got a family, he got to feed.
Absolutely.
He got a way that he want to do his career and live his life. So
yeah,
man, I give big ups and respect to that. I mean, I know it gave me crazy confidence. So I know it gave a lot of other guys in the league confidence to just do what they wanted to do.
Have you had a chance to rap with them yet? Talk to them at all?
No, I haven't had a chance to rap with them or talk with them yet. I probably will when I get out there.
Yeah.
I had talked to Gruden and Coach Oli not too long ago.
Yeah.
And they was telling me, nah, they excited, man. They said he came in, was hugging everybody. The energy and the excitement was there. You know what I mean? Like I said, we got a lot of excitement on the team, man. We got a lot of energy, guys. So he gonna fit in perfectly, man. We like to have fun. And he's going to be cool with us.
Yeah, I think next year is going to be a hell of a season for the Oakland Raiders, as every season is, win or loss. That's where I'm at with it. Yeah. It's good to be a Raider.
That's fantastic.
Man, this was great.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Yeah, please, anytime you're in town, please come through.
Sure. No, for sure.
Yeah, man.
Open invitation.
That is
good to know we got you in the community. This is
how about that?
I'm all in OB.
Yeah. And that's the we claim that as Memphis.
Yeah,
you know what
Memphis,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we have the Memphis area, mm-hmm. you know, metropolitan.
I think if I just go around the corner from where I stay, I think I'm in Memphis.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we claim OB,
literally,
bro.
Literally, as soon as I cross the street, it's Memphis.
Yeah, exactly right. So how about
Thank
that?
You for this.
He is
for
Raiders
time.
Running
no,
back, Jalen Richard. We'll come back. Jason and John, I'll be trying to find you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.